where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A local organization which supports individuals with development and intellectual challenges and their families is not immune to financial pressures. Community Living Sarnia Lambton Executive Director Corey Thomas says the majority of their funding, just over 73%, comes from the Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services. He says they're hoping to see some more financial help from the province in the very near future.
So as a sort of developmental services sector, over the last 30 years or so, we have received once somewhere between 3-4% adjustment to our budget. That's happened once in the last 30 plus years. During that same time frame, we've seen an over 60% increase in the cost of living. It's not hard to do the math on that.
He says donations also fell off during the pandemic, so they've recently launched a donations committee to reach out to the community for added support. Community Living currently assists more than 400 local children and adults with daily support, respite, community involvement, and social activities. Lambton Public Health says 156 local high school students were suspended from school this morning. The health unit says it has not yet received updated immunization records or proof of exemption from those kids, and in accordance with the Immunization of Schools Pupil Act, they were suspended. New training at the hospitals in London is helping patients with substance issues receive improved care. London Health Sciences Centre and St. Joseph's Healthcare London are using nearly $73,000 in federal funding to train workers to create tailored harm reduction strategies for people who use substances. This includes increasing staff's understanding of a patient's experience for more approachable and compassionate care. So far, more than 400 workers have received the specialized training. Officials say six people are unaccounted for following a bridge collapse in Baltimore overnight. A rescue operation is underway after a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. In a statement this morning, the FBI's Baltimore field office said there was no specific and credible information to suggest any ties to terrorism. No crew members on the ship were injured, but dive teams have coordinated to look for people in the water. And local celebrities are showing off their dance skills for a good cause. Sarnia's Dancing with the Stars to benefit Ohana Landing is set for May 25th at the Four Point Sheridan in Point Edward. Event organizer Eve Morgan Langill says four local celebrities will hit the dance floor with their pro partners.
I call them our four local champions, and they are Carrie McEachran, who is the CEO of the Sarnia Lambton Chamber of Commerce, Dr. Al Sadoun, founder and owner of Sarnia Anti-Aging Clinic. There's also Steve Levack, who is the CDO from the Tax Force, and Scott Maneri from Scott Maneri and the Barn Burners.
Tickets are $75 each and available on Eventbrite. A link is posted on our website, sarnianewstoday.ca. Cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon, high of 10, showers ending near midnight, then cloudy with a risk of thunderstorm tonight, low of plus 3. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.